deep, dark secrets.
Hey there, I'm Amy Smith.
And I'm LaDonna Humphrey. Welcome to Deep Dark Secrets, a podcast that shines a light in some really dark places.
This week, we're going to be diving into a discussion about California, a state that's ranked number one for human trafficking in the United States. We recently discovered that human trafficking is a significant issue in California. Trafficking, which is a modern form of slavery that involves exploiting individuals for forced labor, sexual exploitation, or both, it's a crime that doesn't necessarily require crossing the borders. It can happen entirely within the state.
Trafficking is such an issue in California that their Attorney General's office is dedicated to combating it by focusing on disrupting and dismantling sophisticated and organized trafficking networks. The state has implemented various measures, including legislation that mandates certain businesses to post human trafficking model notice to help identify and support victims. This initiative aims to provide victims with information on available support and resources, services, and to increase public awareness of the issue.
In fact, in recent years, California has witnessed a significant number of human trafficking cases. For example, in 2019, the National Human Trafficking Hotline received thousands of signals from California involving a wide range of victims, including both adults and minors, with a notable predominance of female victims. The types of trafficking reported include sex trafficking, labor trafficking, and combinations of both, with various venues identified for these illicit activities.
Because of this, California has been proactive in enacting laws to address and curb human trafficking. Recently, Governor Gavin Newsom signed SB 14 into law, significantly increasing the penalties for trafficking minors for commercial sex acts. This law designates such trafficking as a serious felony, aligning it with the state's three strikes law, which implies more severe consequences for repeat offenders. This legislative move is part of California's broader efforts to provide better protection for minors and combat human trafficking more effectively, supported by a comprehensive approach that includes substantial funding for support programs and for task forces aimed at taking down traffickers and aiding victims.
Between January 21st and January 24th, the 10th annual Operation Reclaim and Rebuild, which is a statewide anti-human trafficking effort in California, led to over 500 arrests. 500. Let that just sink in.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that number is, unfortunately, I believe that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
This week-long operation involved collaboration among more than 95 federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies and included significant participation from the Los Angeles area forces. In the operation, 40 individuals were suspected of being involved in sexual trafficking or exploitation, and 271 were suspected as sex buyers. Thankfully, this operation was successful in rescuing 54 adults and 11 juveniles, among them a 14-year-old girl.
Oh, wow. That's so young.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in February of 2024, Gabriel Joseph Gonzalez from Pomona, California, was sentenced to 12 years in prison by a San Diego federal court for sex trafficking a 15-year-old girl. The victim, a runaway from a group home in Los Angeles County, was rescued by the San Diego Police Department. I hope this sends a really strong message to traffickers in California. They're coming for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's not going to be, you know, Disneyland anymore for them. There are hundreds and hundreds of stories that we could share about what is happening in California, but I think it's most important to also look at why California is a hotbed for human trafficking. California is a significant hotspot for human trafficking in the U.S. for multiple reasons. For one, California's vast borders, major ports, and airports, along with its large economy and diverse immigrant population, contribute to its vulnerability for the dangerous world of trafficking. The state is also an entry point for victims from abroad and a destination within, with major trafficking hubs in cities like Los Angeles, Sacramento, San Diego, and San Francisco.
The National Human Trafficking Hotline released stats regarding sex trafficking victims in California, and the summary of the report looks like this. 76.3% of the trafficking victims were female, while 3.9% were males. And 26.9% of all victims in California combined were minors. The hotline also reported receiving over 14,000 calls in 2018 alone regarding human trafficking and smuggling cases in California. These stats, Amy, blow my mind.
14,000 calls in 1 year. And you know that that has probably increased every year.
I believe that it has.
And that is just, that is so staggering.
It's terrible.
Well, that same report revealed that in California, labor trafficking is a critical issue. So labor trafficking, for those of you who may not know, it involves the exploitation of individuals for work purposes. These people are trafficked through force, fraud, and coercion. Common areas where this occurs includes domestic settings, restaurants, construction sites, and agriculture, among others. Victims often face poor living conditions, debt bondage, little to no compensation, no control over their personal documents. And in these situations, victims typically share the same cultural background as their traffickers, which allows the traffickers to leverage cultural norms in order to maintain control. And I thought that was kind of interesting. Because it's not, you know, this stranger that comes and just whisk all these people away. Their trafficker is one of them.
Exactly. I think it's important that the listener understands that this is what trafficking really looks like. So I'm glad you shared that information. And I have a few more additional facts regarding trafficking in California. In September of 2005, California enacted its first anti-trafficking bill, which made trafficking a felony. And it also provided assistance to victims. And from mid-2010 to 2012, California's 9 regional human trafficking task forces identified 1,277 victims, and they initiated 2,552 investigations, which led to the arrest of 1,798 individuals.
Wow. I mean, sit on those numbers for a while. That's incredible.
It is. They're doing some great work to try to put a dent in trafficking.
They really are. American citizens made up 72% of all human trafficking victims, according to the data gathered from California Human Trafficking Task Forces. And additionally, traffickers were reaching more victims and customers through recruiting and advertising online.
Well, that's no shock to me, the way the internet is growing and it's being used for nefarious purposes.
Absolutely.
Well, Mexican cartels build and operate underground cross-border tunnels for the trafficking of guns, drugs, and humans. Okay, that's really happening. So it's also important to note that in many cases, when that happens and they're trafficked that way by like cartels or by anyone, survivors are often too frightened to cooperate fully with law enforcement. And then this becomes this huge problem and it makes them ineligible for the immigration relief that they would otherwise be able to be a part of. And an attorney in San Diego reported that in 2001, 25 of 26 women and girls who were trafficked from Mexico and would have been eligible for relief, but were arrested instead and deported because they felt too frightened to cooperate. So they were punished for something horrible that happened to them because they were too scared, you know, to cooperate.
Oh, yeah. And going back to their traffickers being one of their own, I mean, that would make you even more scared because you know that those people know their family and their family's family, their children, their sisters, their brothers. And that would put the fear into anyone not to cooperate.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, there is potential for forced labor in sweatshops in and around cities for fashion design, such as Los Angeles. So in order for many U.S. textile and clothing manufacturers to stay in the U.S. and compete with the low-wage international labor, they must reduce their labor costs to a minimum. Furthermore, labor trafficking in San Diego County of Spanish-speaking unauthorized immigrants, it is estimated that that number is at 30% or 38,458 victims.
Wow, that is a staggering amount of people.
That is so many people.
Wow. Well, friends, there are so many more stats we could share because human trafficking is a serious, serious issue on all levels in the state of California. And it's up to all of us. It's up to you and it's up to me to try and help put a stop to this dangerous industry.
And I want to remind everyone that identifying victims of human trafficking can be as challenging as they may be isolated or appear to be in normal work settings. So just because you see someone, you might not necessarily know that they're actually being trafficked. But there are signs to watch for, such as poor mental and physical health, significant debt, high security measures at work, unusual work restrictions, excessive work hours, involvement in the commercial sex industry, and a lack of control over their life. So if you observe any of these indicators, it is crucial to report them to the National Human Trafficking Hotline at 888-373-7888. And again, that number is 888-373-7888. And if you suspect trafficking, don't wait to make that call. It's better to be safe than sorry.
Thank you for tuning into our episode today. Please be sure to share this information with your friends and family. Education is the absolute key as we work diligently to put a dent in the world of trafficking. So until next time, please stay safe and remember, keep your lights on.
For exclusive content from this episode and other episodes, head on over to our Patreon, patreon.com/deepdarksecrets. Sign up and you will receive Deep Dark Secrets merchandise, extra episodes, and much more. For more information about our podcast, visit deepdarksecretspodcast.com.